USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Pentagon is looking into new ways to get further security assistance to Ukraine as its government continues to confront a massive Russian invasion in Kiev, and the airspace is contested, making it difficult to get military aid there by plane. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
I'll be very clear here. We are going to provide additional security assistance for Ukraine. We will. How that is going to be done is still being worked out.
In a new poll released by Fox, 63% of registered voters support the decision by President Joe Biden to nominate the first black woman to the U.S. Supreme Court. The survey was conducted just before Biden nominated federal appellate judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to replace Associate Justice Stephen Breyer at the end of the current term. While most supported the nomination of a black woman, 57% of respondents said it was inappropriate of the president to have only considered black women. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Employees at a Starbucks in suburban Phoenix voted to form a union, becoming the first store outside of New York to organize. Several workers from a Mesa Starbucks store cheered and hugged at a local union hall after the results came in. Workers were overwhelmingly in favor of unionizing, voting 25-3. Starbucks spokesman Reggie Borges said the company will respect the process and bargain in good faith. An inflation gauge that is closely monitored by the Federal Reserve jumped over 6.1% in January compared with a year ago. The latest evidence that Americans are enduring sharp price increases that will continue to worsen after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The figure reported by the Commerce Department was the largest year-over-year rise since 1982. Robust consumer spending has combined with widespread product and worker shortage to create the highest inflation in over four decades, which is a pretty heavy burden for American households, especially lower-income families faced with elevated costs for food, fuel, and rent. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
NASA is testing a new moon rocket, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
NASA officials said the space agency is making progress toward a crucial test in mid-March of the first moon rocket since the Apollo era, but the agency didn't set a new launch date for the first lunar mission. NASA plans the full wet dress rehearsal of the SLS moon rocket on the pad at 6 p.m. March 17th. According to NASA, the first mission to the moon won't have a crew. At this time, they're evaluating a launch in May. The final test in March is practice for ground teams as they load propellant into the rocket's tanks and conduct a full launch countdown. NASA says the rocket will carry mannequins in the Orion capsule and will fly further past the moon than any crewed spacecraft ever has. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Ford Motor Company is recalling nearly a quarter million heavy pickup trucks in the U.S. because the drive shafts can fracture and cause a loss of power. The recall covers certain F-250 and F-350 Super Duty pickups from the 2017 through 2022 model years. The trucks have gasoline engines and aluminum drive shafts. Heat and noise insulators below the body can loosen and touch the drive shaft. The shaft can fracture, causing a power loss or total loss of control if it hits the ground. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.